Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all of the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three on this hump day, the day before Independence Day. And we like to do this thing on Wednesdays we call the Grand Council, where I bring in two of my brethren and talk radio, and we just ping each other with questions and see where the chips fall. So let me just go ahead and call the roll from 770 AM, 92.5 FM, Cumulus Broadcasting's WVNN, host of the Dale Jackson Show. And oh, by the way, he says he's on a bunch of other radio stations and writes for Yellowhammer News. Dale Jackson, are you there? Is he there? Dale Jackson, all right, wake up, dude. All right, we're glad you're here. Coming in from FM Talk 106.5 down yonder, Mobile, host of the Jeff Poor Show, and oh, by the way, the editor-in-chief for 1819 News, also does a lot of work with Breitbart and some others. Jeff Poor, are you there?
I am present.
You are indeed. Well, I pronounce a quorum. Big Rig, hit it.
Assemble the Grand Council.
Ba-da! All right, here we go. It's been a target-rich environment for the past few days. Tell you what, I'm going to go Jeff Poor first. What you got?
Well, now that Joe Biden seems like he's staying in, this may be a moot point, but I want to ask this question anyway. If they were to replace Joe Biden, and I think it would have to be Kamala Harris, who would be her running mate?
That's a scary question. I'm going to go ahead and throw out two names that I think are being floated a lot. One is Pete Buttigieg, just because I think it gives them another diversity hire and they're covering all their bases. But then the other one, though, is getting a lot of attention now is Andy Beshear from, what's that, Kentucky, I think. He's seen as being the guy who can bring people together. He's, you know, kind of even-keeled and somewhat popular, even in a fairly conservative state like Kentucky. So that's two names I'm floating right now. What do you think there, Dale Jackson?
Beto O'Rourke, Stacey Abrams, Jill Biden. Give me any of those.
Oh, God. Stacey's going to get her day. Her day in the executive branch. Just. But she's an election denier. Can they do that? I don't know.
Yes, they can. There's a bunch of election deniers in this conversation. So, yeah, there we go.
You think Beto O'Rourke? Okay, anyway, I saw that earlier today about Beto. It's his time. He's finally back. So, Jeff, what are you thinking, man?
I like the Beshear. I was going to go with that. But the other one, I watched Josh Shapiro in Pennsylvania. He seems to be kind of a front man for a lot of this.
He seems to have a little bit of a problem that Democrats won't like.
What's that?
Well, his last name is Shapiro. Why don't you fill in the blanks? They seem to have an issue with God's chosen people right now, don't they?
Oh my gosh!
They would never go Fetterman, would they?
No, I don't think so. I think that the memes would write themselves. We had one dysfunction that we traded for another. I think that would
No way. He's turned it around, though.
But he has been somewhat. You know what? He's actually been one of my favorite senators of late. Just to watch him is kind of fun. But all right. Next question. Dale Jackson, what do you got?
The mayor of the city of Birmingham has a crime issue. Lord. So does Montgomery's.
Lord.
But the mayor of Birmingham is decided to run around and saying that part of the problem is the lack of snitches. the other is that they have stopped with the noble street code of not killing children and old people and women. And he says that's the problem here. What is the mayor of Birmingham doing?
The mayor of Birmingham does not want to admit that liberal policies that he has promoted are the undoing of his own community. And a lot of this happened on his watch, by the way. I mean, the decline in the population of Birmingham on his watch, the loss of being the number one, you know, biggest city in the state on his watch, and crime through the roof on his watch, as he forgives and actually pardons marijuana crimes dating back to 1992. And then bans the police from using things like no-knock warrants and flashbang grenades. But why? Because they're scary. So I'm looking at it thinking maybe the mayor ought to take a little personal responsibility. Jeff?
Maybe he's just trying to do the opposite of Stephen Reed, but it's not really working out like he hoped it would. I don't know. That was a bizarre interview he had, though.
Well, he's a bizarre guy.
The setting was bizarre. Everything was bizarre.
Where was the setting? What was that?
It's inside a church, and they were having a weird conversation with a lot of yucks for things that weren't funny, and it was very weird.
Okay. Wow. All right. My question for both of you: now that the immunity case has been determined by the Supreme Court of the United States, does that mean that Trump's going to get elected and launch SEAL Team 6 against his opponents? That's what I want to know, Dale.
He can. I've been told.
Golly, bomb!
He can kill everyone he wants. Anybody. He might be next.
You know,
Sarah's good side.
Just poison the water. Everything. Do what he wants to do. Jeff, weigh in. What are you thinking, man? Is it scary?
My favorite. I mean, like, get the Supreme Court out of the way, right? Then you don't have to even bother with back at the courts or making Puerto Rico a D.C. estate. You just take people out, right?
Just, you know, you must have been listening to an AOC speech, because that woman knows the law. It's amazing what you learn when you're a barista.
It's also amazing that they immediately jump to, you can't do that. But maybe they should murder Trump. It's a very strange leap they've been making here, and I'm kind of confused as to why they think it's a wise thing to do.
And nobody's taken into account, by the way, that the ruling that came out Monday from the Supreme Court protects Biden as much as anybody. I mean, if Biden was worried about what Trump's going to do, maybe the immunity clause just helped him, because whatever he did while he's in office is now considered immune from prosecution. I mean,
he would never do anything wrong in the first place. He's the Biden name is a bond, and it says be honest and be true. I mean, you got to remember that Corn Pop was a bad dude.
we need to make an acronym out of the letters from Biden. That there's got to be an acronym in there somewhere that we can put together. Listen, we got another couple of minutes here for the break. So let me just ask this. Speaking of Biden, you said a minute ago, Dale, he has now said apparently he's staying in. That came out while I was on the air today. He's saying, I'm in, which, you know, you kind of have to say that. But why does I did a study the other day. Edith Wilson, Woodrow Wilson's wife, hid from the nation that he had a stroke. And for a year and a half, she was the shadow president running the White House. Jill Biden, I think, is doing the exact same thing. Why do it? Why press her husband to stay in when it's so obvious he shouldn't? What are your thoughts on it, Dale? You first.
Being in the White House sounds pretty awesome. I mean, it's nice to have all that power that would corrupt you. You can't stop her. She can do anything she wants.
But she gets a Vogue. She gets a Vogue cover out of it, too.
I don't know. What a reason.
Jeff, why? The wife, what's she doing?
Well, y'all are married. I mean, you ever get the sense your wife should think you're a lot capable of doing a lot of things that you're probably not capable of sometimes?
Dale's wife doesn't.
No, yeah, I never had that. I don't know what you're talking about. She's like, you know, you can't do that, right? That's what she says to me.
But you know what I'm talking about. Like, they tend to have a little rose-colored glasses when it comes to their significant other. And I'm like, oh, he could still be president. He's still very good, you know? And I just... there's something about that. I think that lends itself to the situation.
Maybe, but like, you know, Charlene loves me enough to tell me if my shirt doesn't match my pants. I mean, she's going to say something like, are you really going to wear that? I mean, there's going to be a loving moment where she self-corrects. But
I mean, my wife tells me how awesome of a radio host I am all the time, and I know I'm not. So it's like, you know, it's like, I can kind of see that. Well, you're a great president. It's terrible, right?
Well, she could say he's a great president, but honey, maybe it's time to let someone else do it. I look at it and go, you're sick. You shouldn't go to work today. That's the thing that a wife should be saying.
Well, she also thinks Hunter's like not a drug addict. I mean, that's just like these people, the family, you don't take it. You can't take that kind of counsel from family members because they'll give you, you know, a bunch of lies.
I think it's the friggin' fourth Vogue cover she's hoping for next year. That's what I'm thinking it is. All right, there we made it. Round one, the Grand Council. Jeff Poore, Dale Jackson. Y'all stay tuned. We're going to come right back. Round two with these two guys who do radio all over the state. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Giving you all the truth you can slap on a bumper sticker. All right, we're going right back now to the round two of the Grand Council with Jeff Poore and Dale Jackson. Round two, first question, Jeff Poore, what you got?
This one might get me a little trouble, but it's never stopped me before.
There you go.
With all this happening to Joe Biden, is Kay Ivey looking over her shoulder?
Oh, my gosh. You read Kyle Whitmire's article today, didn't you? Didn't Whitmire write an article about that today? I saw the headline, but I haven't read it. But I don't know. I mean, there's been talk of Kay Ivey's health being jaded. I've been in meetings with her where you get concerned, and that's been several years ago. There's rumors she's going to retire before her term's up anyway. Who knows, man? I don't know what to tell you, but I do think it's disturbing that you can't get the good one-on-ones with her anymore, the time for meetings and feel like she's thoroughly engaged. But she does show up and do a better job than he did at the debate, generally speaking. Dale. Did we lose Dale?
He forgets to unmute himself.
He's muted. Dale,
you're muted. Oh, Dale.
It's true. I'm sitting here having a conversation with you guys, and it's like nobody hears about me, and it was really great stuff, I promise. There's nothing to worry about when it comes to Kay Ivey. There's nothing to worry about at all with her. She'll leave when she wants to leave. We've been doing this for how long? And Kyle Whitmire is just looking for something to do.
Okay, so Dale's all in. Apparently, he's receiving state funds the same as Bill Britt for his show now, we understand.
That's it.
Well, let me say this.
Yeah.
I'll say what the difference is, and this is important, that she won her election, like, overwhelmingly. With these discussions going on and on and on for years. In 2022, she won in a crowded primary, and then she blows it out in the general election. So, what other takeaway is there that the people are okay with it? You know what I mean? With Biden, it was narrow, and Biden just barely pulled it off.
Well, and truthfully, we're not a polarized state. I mean, are there pockets of blue in the state? Certainly, but generally speaking, the Republican incumbent won. We have seen some decent legislation passed, and she signed it all. And she does the occasional press conference and actually stood up the entire time for her State of the State address. So I just, people are riding it out because it hasn't impacted them. But Biden is what he is, and everybody's feeling the impact of it. And I think that's the problem right now. All right, next question. Dale, what you got?
All right, Donald Trump historically likes to stomp all over bad news for his opponents by trying to stomp all over them afterwards. He is not doing that here. He's just laying low. He has not laid out who his VP is going to be. So two-part question. Why is Donald Trump being quiet right now, and how do we keep him doing that this entire campaign?
One of the funniest tweets I've seen in a while came out today. It said, "It's eerily quiet right now on the Trump camp as he watches quietly while the Democrats self-destruct." And said it's kind of like that scene in Jurassic Park when the Velociraptor was actually trying to turn the doorknob. It's like, and I mean, I'm looking at it right now. He's doing exactly what he did in the debate last week. He doesn't have to do anything. All he has to do is be steady while they self-destruct. He can jump in at any time. But right now, the fun part is watching them do it to themselves. Jeff?
I think it's probably true. I just say there have been a couple of Truth Social posts that were a little all caps, trending in that direction. But for the most part, he's maintained some discipline.
Well, and which, by the way, I think is a good plan on his part. I mean, they always want to talk about him going off half cocked and doing mean tweets and saying things he shouldn't say. Right now, steady state wins the day, in my opinion. It's just plod along and let them self-destruct. Your own question, Dale. What are you thinking?
Trump's president, if they ban him on Twitter 6 months before they actually did, this is great. But this is fantastic. More of this, Trump, please.
I think you're going to see a lot more of this, Trump. I think he's learned. I think he's mature, but I think his advisors have been given the ability to say it to him.
He's a 70-something-year-old man. What are you talking about?
I know. As a politician.
He's growing up.
He's a 70-something-year-old man, but he's still going to be a 4-year-old politician. I mean, that's just saying. All right. I guess maybe the last question. We'll see. I see that Dale Jackson has been challenged to a debate by Dean Odle on whether or not flat earth is real. And I'm questioning, is Dale going to do the debate? What will it be like? How will it be moderated? Jeff, you first.
I mean, like, who wants this, really? On either side, like, do we really want Dale defending, like, law of physics and all that? And I mean, Dean Odell, like, we see how that ended.
Yes, we do. You know what, Phil?
No,
you've just
got
to convince me.
What's that?
To want to do it. Before, because he asked me, and I'm like, sure, let's do it at the edge of the earth. And he's like, oh, you're changing the rules. And I'm like, all right, fine, let's do it. I'm more than happy to, because I'm just going to go there and be an a-hole. So, what? Yeah, let's do it.
So, you're... Well, I don't know. I think I'm kind of with Jeff. I'm not sure I want you defending truth and science. I don't know if that's going to go good.
I'm not going to do any of that. I'm just going to be a jerk. I mean, that's all I'm going to do. I'm not doing anything. I'm doing zero research for this thing, and I'm bringing a 12-pack.
Senator, at the end of this thing, we're going to be convinced the Earth is flat. We can't let this happen.
You know, at that point, there may wind up being a win for Dean Odell just because we put up our guy and he brought a 12-pack and made a mockery of reality. I don't know. I don't see it happening. I don't think it's going to be good.
I'm in. I wasn't in before. I'm in now. I'm convinced.
you're gonna make it like some kind of an octagon match, aren't you?
Yeah, that'd be great too. Yeah, I'll debate you if I can fight you afterwards. So there it is.
Okay. Hey, last question for you. What do you guys have planned for the 4th, Dale?
I went to a fireworks stand yesterday. I went to buy 12 bottle rockets. It was buy one, get one free. So I thought I got 24 bottle rockets. I wasn't really paying attention. Each pack had 12 bottle rockets. So I have 288 bottle rockets. So it should be a lot of fun in a city where the bottle rockets are banned.
I'm not sure what your math just was, but have a good time with that. Jeff, what
Thanks,
are you
going to
do?
I'm on my way to Fort Payne. I'm in Greenville now, but I'm going to the Leadbetter breakfast. Then I'll probably hit by Coleman. We'll do some fireworks.
Do some fireworks. I mean, what would it be without fireworks? Blow stuff up. Where else
Jeff
can you do that?
Jeff is a hard worker.
I'm saying. It's everywhere. All right, you guys. Have an amazing time. We appreciate you. That would be Dale Jackson from WVNN up in Huntsville, writing for Yellowhammer, and also our friend Jeff Poor from FM Talk 106.5 down yonder in Mobile and with 1819 News. And just little old me. All right, listen. We got plenty more where that came from. When we get back from this next break, we're going to crack open a dipper that I think is rather interesting. And I got some sound bites to go with it. You may want to hear this. Is there a free press? Well, we're going to find out how free they really are now that they've seen the debate like we have and they know they can't hide from it anymore. Is there a free press? Good question. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.